I really don't know, mate. Listen, it's a good club. It's a very good club to work at. I'm at this moment in time. Nobody said anything to me. I'm still employed by the club. Obviously, Harry's coming in. I've known Harry I played for Harry, you know, in my younger days. So Harry'd have his own ideas on things. But at the moment, I'm here and very proud of, you know, the performance the lads put in today up to a point, and we'll see what happens from here.
You want to stay?
If the opportunity's there and if I can be of assistance, obviously that's my job. I'm a football coach and I love being in the game. So, as I say, we'll see what happens in the next 24, 48 hours.
And just finally, do you think the players showed Harry Redknapp enough to suggest that you can stay up?
Yeah, I do. There's a good bunch of players here. It's difficult for the club because, you know, at the end of last season we had to go and buy 14 players and the club were criticised for it, but of all the players that we've let go or have left the club, there's not one of them playing in the Premier League. So we had to try and raise the standards. And believe me, the players we've got to see it every day in the training ground. But at the moment, they're having trouble transferring that to the Premier League. But when they get used to this Premier League and they get used to the intensity, there's good players there, and I fully expect the club to stay up.
You're very close to Mark. Have you spoken to him about his departure? How is he?
Yes, he's obviously disappointed. Very close to Mark, as all the staff are. And you know, obviously very disappointed, but it's football. You know, what can I say? It's a bog standard answer, but this is the game you're in. You know, it's a results driven business. The one thing I will say, you know, I know that obviously the club's bottom of the league, but the club as a whole, with the help of the owners as well, is in a much better shape than when we walked into it.